from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Operator, or could you help me place this call?
I'll make a call for you.
See the number on the matchbook is old
and a shout out. The WNBA All-Star Game was phenomenal the other night. It is by so far the best of professional sports All-Star Games. There's no comparison because they actually compete and play. The joke that is they don't even play the Pro Bowl anymore.
Nope.
The horrendous joke that is the NHL All-Star Game. Major League Baseball, I guess, is the closest to mimicking an actual game, but it's just a TV show. And then the NBA is an absolute farce. This was great stuff with a lot of competitive tension involved because you had the U.S. Olympic team against the WNBA All-Stars. The WNBA All-Stars kicked their asses. It was great. And the fact that Arike Ogunbowale is not on the Olympic team is an absolute joke. She lit them up like a Christmas tree.
Like 34.
Like a pinball machine. Like Malzi in a craft beer house. I mean, it was 34 in the second half. She's the third leading scorer in her league. As Caitlin Clark said, Ogunbowale is the best one-on-one player in the league. You need a bucket. How is she not on the team? Diana Taurasi at 42 is on the team. And yes, I'm arguing WNBA right now, right here. They deserve the airtime because of the show they put on the other night. That was fabulous stuff. And then you had Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark on the court at the same time. They should both be on the Olympic team. Caitlin Clark is the best playmaker in women's basketball. I never knew this about her game, really, from Iowa. She's just, you know, this incredible long-range shooter. But much like Steph Curry, the part of her game that you take for granted or maybe didn't know about is her playmaking. She's the best playmaker in the WNBA.
She's the best passer of the basketball that I've seen outside of a handful of players.
And I'm not sure that Angel Reese isn't the best rebounder. She's like a rebounding genius. She's like Dennis Rodman. She's got this knack for it. And she had a great game. Clark did not have a good shooting game, but she almost set the record, not just for a rookie, but for anybody. With 10 assists, I think she was one short of Sue Bird. And it just made for great viewing. I mean, it was fabulous with all the storylines and drama involved. I loved it. And I loved the fact that the Olympic team just got hammered by these women, at least three of whom should be on that team. And shame on whoever picked the U.S. Olympic team, the women's team, for not putting Ogunbowale on that. It's not like she doesn't have a history of big shots. She's a regular 20-point scorer. And I know she kind of pulled herself out of the mix here. I think that was almost done preemptively because she knew she wouldn't get picked. That was the read that I had on it anyway. But wow, that was one of the greatest offensive basketball shows I've ever seen in my life. To go against the best players, presumably, in this country, and maybe a lot of the best in the world, for sure, and light them up for 34 second-half points. She's throwing stuff up from 10 feet behind the three-point line. She's just unstoppable. I don't know that I've seen many greater offensive, like just blowouts in all my time watching basketball, and that's a long time. She just lit them up.
And they played actual defense in the game.
It was a great game.
And somebody said after the game, yeah, I hope we don't play that much defense in next year's All-Star game and we just all have a big shooting competition or whatever.
No, it's built in here, man.
It's because of Team USA versus Team WNBA. They're trying to get the team, they're trying to prove something in that game. Where most All-Star games, you're not trying to prove anything.
Right. And Team USA will probably still win, and I'll be rooting for them, of course. I just think that I think if those two teams played a seven-game series, that the WNBA stars win the series because they're that much better on the perimeter, really. I mean, Aja Wilson for the Olympic team is the best basketball player in the world right now. But on the perimeter, they just got eaten alive. Anyway, you have a six-pack. Huge shout-out for the best all-star game in all of pro sports these days. Great for them. Great for the WNBA. I love this stuff, man.
I still think baseball is way better, but
yeah,
I understand your reasoning because they played actual defense. Typically, they don't.
Why is baseball way better? The actual competition mimics the regular season.
Right.
But you're not really trying to win.
It's the game in its purest form. Who's not going out there trying to win?
I mean, sort of. Are you sliding into bags the same way you normally would?
Sure,
are you stealing
like
bases?
It. I watched the entire game. It sure looked like
you're
it. Paul Skeens isn't going out there
one inning at a time. Does that mimic
a real game? Yeah, you got 11 guys on the team. You're trying to get everybody in.
Exactly. So it's not a real game.
It's like a bullpen game. it's like a Tampa Bay Rays bullpen game for both sides.
Yeah, I don't know that I sense the heat of competition as much as I do the hey, we're on TV for a television show type thing.
The NFL, nobody hits you. In the Pro Bowl. That's why it's flag football now. The NHL, it's 3-on-3, like an overtime game. Nobody plays any defense, tries to shooting competition in the NBA. Paul Skeens isn't throwing 90 or 85 because it's the All-Star game.
No,
and it's
that's
just
true.
An exhibition
that's
compared
true.
To 100.
It's the closest of the pro sports that mimics what happens in real games, but it's still, to me, not a real game when you're using 90 players in the game.
Ohtani's not trying to just, you know, hit some singles and a couple doubles instead of hitting the ball way out of the ballpark like he did in the All-Star game.
Do you have a six-pack, City Limits?
I do.
I'm ready. Wow, you moved fast to that. Where's Paul and Bob?
I knew Bob wouldn't be here. Paul.
I didn't.
Paul, I let you know that Bob wouldn't be here.
Well, you did, yeah.
I don't know where Paul is.
Paul, I think, is at a basketball tournament coaching. By the way, I was in a conversation with Claire, who sits out front here.
Yeah.
About whether there's actually anyone in the world named Jiminy.
Jiminy Crickets.
That's what she said. Other than the cricket, is anybody named Jiminy?
I don't know any Jiminys. No.
Could you look that up, IT, on the internet, if you would?
IT Jiminy.
Look up, you know, Jiminy phone number, Pittsburgh. Is there a Jiminy anywhere in Pittsburgh? Jiminey. Somebody named Jiminy. Or if you want to call in, if you are named Jiminy or you have a relative, I'm very curious. That would be tough. That would be tough to grow up as a Jiminy. Because how do you avoid the cricket comparisons, right? Limits?
Yes. How would you avoid that? So, Jiminy, what's your nickname? Oh, Crickets. You would name him Crickets right away. Hello, Crickets. Nice to meet you. Do you work at Cricket, the Cricket phone store?
Yeah, right. It's a lot to live up to. Do you play cricket? Things like that. Jiminy phone number Pittsburgh. Are we getting to the Paul's Ice section of the show?
Have
here,
you
or looking up something?
Have
on
you
the
found
internet?
It? IT. Can't find anything. IT. No. IT can't find anything.
Not a single Jiminy phone number. United States.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
I think that's the best drop we've had in a while.
IT, did you find it? Any Jiminys? No. No Jiminys. Sorry, Paul.
Is there a single person named Jiminy in the entire United States? There has to be.
Other than the fictional cricket.
IT's given up already. You've just started your research, IT. Let's dig into this thing.
There's Jiminy Glick, fictional character.
We don't need fictional characters.
Yeah, fictional character.
I want an actual Jiminy. 412-928-9370. And I want proof that somebody is named Jiminy.
Created by Martin Short, yeah.
There's got to be one. Isn't it a name anymore, or was it ever? Has there ever been a person named Jiminy?
The definition of Jiminy is used in phrases as an expression of surprise. So are you surprised that there are no Jiminys?
Here's something on Reddit naming my... Oh, no. I shouldn't say that. Here, I'm going to walk into some X-rated thing like I did 3 weeks ago where everyone's going to be tweeting in.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
I really like that.
Oh, IT thinks he found one.
What do you got?
He found somebody in Las Vegas named Jiminy Lida.
Did you? Will you call him? Call him while we do the six pack. Just give him a call and ask him if he'll come on the air. Okay. Do they list a phone number?
Phone number, IT, maybe.
Maybe. Yes, that's right. It's another Paul pause. IT.
Oh, he has to pay for it to get the phone number. Oh, right. Yeah, it's not in the budget.
Yeah. Keep working. All right, I'm ready for a six pack. Let's go.
All right, here we go, Joe.
And this, by the way, is brought to you by Bet365, a weekly six pack. Okay.
Jordan Love will not practice with the Packers until he's seeking a new contract and until a new deal is signed. There is discussion out of Green Bay. It was a press conference that was held today that Love and the Packers are close to a deal, but nothing yet, as Jordan Love looks to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the entire NFL after Green Bay gave him basically a prove it deal a couple years ago and the season that he had last year, man. I mean, he looks like a potential stud and another franchise quarterback for Green Bay. Three in a row. That's never happened for anybody in the NFL before.
Jordan Love is an absolute stud, and he was the guy I was referencing before the break. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl. How do you like them apples? They almost did last year, City Limits. You laugh. He went into Dallas and lit them up. I don't know that people are aware of the kind of year he had. 32 touchdowns? 4,100 yards?
They're better than the fighting kneecaps?
In his first year, they might not be in the regular season. But when it comes down to it, I'm taking Love over Goff, and I like Goff. He also ran for 250 yards and four touchdowns. This guy is a superstar waiting to happen, if not already happened here, Limitless Wonder. And he's got the Packers by the you-know-whats. This is a great power play on his part. Did you see what he did down the stretch? I'm going to look up some numbers here if you want to do that drop again. He had 8, 9... 11, 13, 16, 18, 21 touchdowns.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
He had 21 touchdowns and one pick after November 12th against the Steelers, in which he had two picks in that game. The next time he had one interception. Over the next eight games, including lighting up the Cowboys in a playoff game. He's a star. And they've got people around him, and they've got what I think might be, you know, a top 10 to 12 defense. They're going to the Super Bowl, Limitless Wonder.
The fighting kneecaps are going to the Super Bowl, Joe.
Any luck with more Jiminy's IT? Keep working
the texters,
at it, please.
The texters are chiming in and saying that you're getting it all wrong. It's not Jimny. You're saying Jimny, but it's Jim-in-E.
Jiminy. Yeah, that's fine. Jiminy. Okay, then somebody named Jiminy. That's what I mean. Jiminy
IT
Cricket.
IT found one.
I know, in Vegas, but we can't get the number.
But we can't call him. It would cost $6.
IT has to keep looking this up. I sense that he's resting on his laurels here. Next one in the six-pack, please.
John Harbaugh on Lamar Jackson. Quote, "The vision that we have together is that Lamar is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the NFL." No, not even close. Like, I mean, are we kidding ourselves here?
What did he say?
John Harbaugh said about Lamar, "The vision that we have together is that Lamar is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the NFL."
That's okay for them to have that vision, isn't it?
Why?
Well, why shouldn't they? He's a two-time MVP.
They should, but why is that? Is that like a realistic thing that you can actually believe or process? For me, it's not. For me, it's about championships, which defines greatness as the best all time. Greatness.
So Trent Dilfer was better than Dan Marino?
Greatness in terms of talent, ability, but championship is what sets you over the top. I mean,
I would agree with that for the most part. For the most part. And I was thinking about Lamar when I saw this story yesterday.
Like Brady.
In that if you want to be the guy, yes, you have to win the biggest games. But he is great. He's won a couple of playoff games, which is two more than another franchise I know in the last 7 years. And he wins, man. He's 58-19. He wins all the time. He's 19-3 in his last 22 outings. Okay? So he's pretty good. That's a lie. He's 21-5. I was looking at the opposite. He's 21-5 in his last 26 outings. He's 58-19. He is really, really good. But yes, in order to be the best, let alone get to where Jim Harbaugh is talking or John Harbaugh is talking about, you got to get probably at least get there one time or twice and win one. But then again, Marino is widely acknowledged, rightfully so, as certainly a top 10 and by many a top 5 quarterback, and he never won one.
The greatest quarterback to never win one. And I've always been like a Lamar Jackson, hater's not the right word, but disbeliever, I guess is probably the right way to put it. I mean, he was fantastic this year, and he changed my mind a little bit this season based on what he's done, but... I mean, Peyton Manning has 5 MVPs. Aaron Rodgers has 4 MVPs. Is he the great? Are they the greatest of all time? Like, they're very good. They're in the hall of, you know, greatest of all, very good quarterbacks. Not all time great quarterback in terms of the number one guy. I mean, obviously those two guys are Peyton Manning is top 10, top 5, whatever. We're talking about the best quarterback of all time. I don't see a path for Lamar unless he wins 2 championships, no matter what.
That's fair. But, of course, they have that vision.
Talent-wise, yeah, they can have that vision. But
they
what I'm saying
they
is...
They should have that vision.
They should internally. Is it a realistic thing from people outside that building and organization
probably
to really
not.
Think that? No.
Probably not.
That's where I'm coming from.
But not a lot of guys have won multiple MVPs either. I wouldn't mind having him. I can tell you that much. Go ahead, Limits. Next.
Training camp starts this week, Joe.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes, it is.
My question to you, who is your most...
I don't see IT doing any more work over there. He seems to be observing the show.
He is observing the show. Yeah. He's taking in the six-pack.
He should be diving into the name Jiminy and seeing if there's any in the United States and calling them. Go ahead.
Find more, IT.
I think we got a number.
You got a number?
We have a number.
He's got a number.
Call him. Where does he live? Las Vegas? Is
yeah,
this the guy
he's
in Vegas?
Got somebody. Yeah, he'll call him during the break.
Cold call him and explain the situation. He may be alarmed when we call him.
He'll be very alarmed.
Okay.
My question to you, who is the most underrated team in all of the AFC? In your mind, going into camp.
Holy horse milk.
If you would like me to go first while you research, I can.
Yeah, I'm going to go into Paul's ice mode and start researching here. in the middle of a live radio show.
It's another Paul Pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
Man, I can't get enough of that one. That's pretty good. First, I would have to know the Vegas odds, like who's rated and where are they rated limits. Can we see the Super Bowl odds? Can you read me some Super Bowl odds in the AFC?
Yes, I'm doing my Paul Pause and looking for it.
Yeah, so am I right now. And this is the problem because we're both on live radio. 2024 championship odds. There's no way I should find that before you.
I found it.
I'm old. Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, Bills, Texans are your top five.
Yeah.
Then Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Chargers, Steelers, Jags, Colts, Raiders, Titans, Patriots, Broncos. The Jags missed the playoffs by a play last year. I think Trevor Lawrence bounces back. I think they're a pretty good football team. So, yeah, I would say the Jags are an underrated team. And the other one I'm going to pick, believe it or don't, is the Chargers. With the Jim Harbaugh effect. Oh, yeah.
You took both my picks, Joe. I love both of those picks. I love Trevor Lawrence. I think he's really good. He's got his contract. I like what Doug Peterson in Jacksonville has cooking there. They're going to rebound off of last season. I think they win the division. Houston takes a little bit of a step back. And the Chargers, Harbaugh, we've seen it. His success in the NFL is apparent. I mean, he took Colin Kaepernick to the Super Bowl. What is he going to do with Justin Herbert? With a roster that's been so good for 10 years but has not had the coaching. I mean,
well,
Brandon Staley, the incompetence late in games is what sunk them for years.
Yeah, it was horrendous. I didn't know Bud Dupree was on their team. I forgot about that as a backup pass rusher. The problem for them is limits that all their receivers are gone.
Yeah.
Name for me one of their top three receivers off the top of their head.
Mike Williams is gone. Keenan Allen, no. The guy from TCU, the wide receiver that was terrible last year.
Quentin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's not even listed. Here's their starters right now. Joshua Palmer, no relation to Jim. Ladd McConkey, maybe a relation to Phil.
Draft pick.
And DJ Clark Jr. Or Shark.
Shark,
yeah. If it's Shark Week. And then Will Disley is their tight end. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
No, you haven't. Nobody has.
He's played in Seattle.
And then they collected a bunch of Ravens running backs. Their top two running backs are Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. So if you believe in the theory that a star quarterback can get it done with basically any weapons, then I guess you believe in the Chargers. I don't know. I'm starting to back off now that I see their depth chart. What the hell is going on here? They have no skill players. Aren't you frightened about that?
Yeah. Because, I mean, when you go from Keenan Allen and...
Imagine if Herbert got hurt and they had to put in Easton Stick.
The Stick figure. They're completely dead in the water if that happens.
Their third string quarterback is Wilson Tennis Ball.
You could say that about, I mean, how many guys, though?
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that. I just wanted to say Easton Stick. What I'm not kidding about is their top skill position players are Gus Edwards, Josh Palmer, Ladd McConkey, DJ Shark, and Will Disley. Really? I take the Chargers off my list, but I'm keeping the Jags.
I'm still going with the Jags. I think that division, with Anthony Richardson, who knows, question mark. CJ Stroud completely stunned me with what he did last year. Did not think he was going to be anything close to this. I mean, maybe it's the Ohio State quarterbacks not being good in the NFL thing, whatever. But Lawrence... I think he's the most underrated quarterback in the NFL.
I thought he was bad last season.
He wasn't very good.
And he got hurt. But I agree that he should be good. Next. How far are we on the six-pack?
Would you like to take the... We're halfway through.
Why don't you tease to the next one? Yes, tease to the next one.
The six-pack turns to baseball with a fascinating question on the wild card coming up.
You've peaked.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To my interest.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. Look what they've done to my song.
Well, it's I got some bad news for you.
Right. Oh boy.
First name Jiminy, J-I-M-I-N-Y. These are national statistics. I got some worse news for you. I may be having a stomach problem. If I leave, it's the City Limits and IT show for 10 minutes.
Be prepared for that, IT. Might be more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
This is an actual quote. Based on the analysis of 100 years worth of data from the Social Security Administration's baby names database, the estimated population of people named Jiminy is zero.
Jiminy's gone extinct. Jiminy's gone.
He's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex, Jiminy's. This is bad. There are 0.0 people named Jiminy for every 100,000 Americans. But yet we think we found one, IT? Have we?
IT? We found one?
Did we find one?
He's nodding in approval, yes.
Did you call them? All right, give him a call. It's early in Vegas. It's 8:50. It's 9 o'clock. Jiminy's probably up by now, right? Jumping Jiminy.
Possibly. I'll be stretching, getting ready for the day.
In Oklahoma, there's a mechanical bull named Jumpin' Jiminy. We could call that as well.
What do you think the bull would say? El Jiminy Toro crickets. Strikes again?
He might. Look up that, IT. Look up the Jumpin' Jiminy mechanical bull in Oklahoma. And there's also a Jumpin' Jiminy party supplies in Oklahoma and a Jiminy Biblets daycare center.
Oh, Jiminy Biblets. Interesting.
Would you trust your kid at Jiminy Biblets City Limits? I don't know. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm saying it's a little bit jarring to send my kid over to Jiminy Biblets.
I think I'd be put off a little bit by the name.
All right, so we're working on that. IT's all over it. There can't be zero.
Oh, he found the bull. He found a picture of the bull. Go back. It looks entertaining and fun. The bull is gray. The bull has very large horns, and it says "Yeehaw."
There you go.
Right by the bull.
There you go. There can't be zero people named Jiminy in the United States. I found a website.
We found one.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's a nickname.
A texter said it's just a word, not a name.
No,
it's a word of exclamation.
I'm looking now at a Reddit-type website where a bunch of people are talking about this because somebody from Ohio said, I've played around with Jiminy as a name for my pet or a middle name for a kid. And somebody says, I would not encourage using Jiminy as a middle name, but I could see it for a pet most definitely. Somebody else, Remy, types in, I'm really not a fan of it on a person. I'd rather be named James with the nickname Jiminy. Does that sound reasonable? City Limits.
That's right. It's another Paul Pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
Yeah, I think that sounds realistic.
Oh, boy.
Why not? I mean, there's got to be... There's a lot of weird names out there in the world. There's got to be one Jiminy.
I would think that there's somebody out there who was inspired by Jiminy Cricket to name their kid. What's the story of Jiminy Cricket?
I would not put it past anybody.
What did Jiminy Cricket do?
I'm sorry, I haven't studied up on his family tree.
But I mean, was it a cartoon or was it like
his cousin, the cockroach? Jiminy Cockroach?
No. Was it like Snow White? Is there a story of Jiminy Cricket? Like a triumphant story? Or was he just a cartoon character? Who was Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah, he's a fictional character, cartoon character in Disney. He debuted in Pinocchio.
Yeah, what did he do? Like, what was his role?
The Disney's version of the talking cricket, a fictional character created from an 1883 children's book, The Adventures of Pinocchio.
Yeah, you still didn't tell me what he did. Is he an inspirational character?
He wears a top hat. He's, you know, showing love and inspiring people and being positive.
Okay. All right. So he's a good guy.
Well, yeah, but if you look up what does it mean when someone says Jiminy Cricket, this definition says an expression of annoyance or surprise. Big difference there between annoyance and surprise.
So the character was designed by Ward Kimball, no relation to Bo, I don't think, who had been very disappointed and was about to leave the Disney studio limits. He was going to become a free agent. Even after Snow White was cut, Jiminy Cricket was cut at the end of Snow White. He had the Grim Reaper come up to his dorm room at La Trobe and say, "You're out, Jiminy Cricket." He was cut from Snow White.
He got his eviction notice. He was voted out.
How do you get cut from Snow White?
I just found this. Jiminy Cricket, when you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. You ever see that Disney commercial where that said, like,
yes,
in like a very soft voice? It's
that's
very
right.
Inspiring. It makes you cry every time you hear it.
Yeah, that's why I thought
that's Jiminy
somebody,
Cricket.
Yeah, okay, now it's all coming together. But to finish that story, he was going to get cut from Snow White when Walt Disney himself, the big guy, the team owner, stepped in and persuaded this guy, Ward Kimball, to stay by giving him the assignment of supervising the animation of Jiminy Cricket. This guy saved a career, City Limits. Are you aware of that?
No.
Well, it's very inspiring. And then, of course, Jiminy Cricket had his big role in Pinocchio, where he was a hero. There's somebody in the United States named Jiminy, and we're going to find him. Somebody help us. No, none of us have ever met a Jiminy. I don't know.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
Is that Jiminy singing?
How do you not get emotional listening to that? It's Jiminy singing.
Right.
Sung by Cliff Edwards.
Yeah, apparently there were a lot of Jiminy Cricket. Look how little he is. Well, he's a cricket, I guess.
He is a cricket. Yeah, that's why he's only like a foot tall, maybe not even.
But even amongst the cricket, he's like the Spud Webb of crickets.
He's a huge cricket.
Especially, is he big for a cricket?
I would imagine if he's walking and talking around, he's a big cricket.
All right. So I didn't know that Jiminy Cricket appeared in many...
He's Pinocchio's conscience, according to the texters.
What?
You know what I found being on this show now for as long as I have? We don't know anything about anything regarding culture or TV or like this happens all the time. How do we not know about Jiminy Cricket?
The PM guys are not getting on until we contact a human who's named Jiminy, and that's their real name. There is at least one in the United States, contrary to the statistics put out by the Social Security Administration, who says that 100 years worth of data, the estimated population of people named Jiminy is zero. I say give or take one, right?
There's got to be somebody.
There's one. Can we get back to the six-pack for a moment, please?
Yes. Yes, we definitely can. Somebody said that, can we please use the restroom right now so that... When you guys are talking about Jiminy Crickets, we know whenever, you know, they can take their nice little break.
Source with the question marks, immediate block.
Zeiss wants to block that guy, I'm very sure.
I miss him today. Give me another topic here. I want to talk sports.
I'm very glad that you do, because let's turn our attention now to baseball, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Per The Athletic, this was posted by Pony today, the Pirates could trade, it's a possibility, it's thrown out there as a potential rumor, for the Nationals outfielder Lane Thomas. He's under club control through next season. He has a 712 OPS this year, and he hit 28 home runs last season. He would not, in all likelihood, cost a top prospect. He's an outfielder, would play a corner, maybe would play a little bit of center, but would probably play right. Is this potentially a guy who you could be talked into liking as a potential option?
Yeah, I could. You know, he had 28 homers last year, and then said before, his OPSs are nothing to write home about. Yeah, okay. Sure. Why not? I mean, he only has 8 homers this year. He doesn't really excite me that much, to be honest with you. But I'll take anything if it means not having to watch Jack Sawinski. And honestly, I'm not sure. Are people aware of the Connor Joe decline? It feels like people aren't. This guy, since the beginning of June, has been an unmitigated disaster.
He's hitting well over 200 the last 2 months, and it's why he hasn't been in the lineup except against lefties.
What do you mean well over 200?
Or well under 200.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, apparent that if they're going to add somebody else, a corner infielder who can play a right-handed bat as a quarter infielder who can spell Hayes occasionally so that you don't have to worry about his back flaring up again and can be the complement to Rowdy Tellez. It doesn't mean kick Connor Joe off the roster.
I want Rooker.
Well, you can have Rooker and someone else in the infield.
Lane Thomas is fine, I guess. He's okay.
He's fine.
I don't know. If you actually measured it, I don't know about Lane Thomas as a fielder. Who's more valuable, Michael A. Taylor or Lane Thomas? I don't know.
Probably Michael A. Taylor.
I don't know, honestly. There's saving runs and there's producing runs. This guy, I guess he'd be okay. All right, limits. One more. Let's do one more here.
Go to the bathroom and don't come back.
I'll wait for that one from Paul.
Let's do one more.
All right. Let's look at the wild card teams right now. If you had to pick one that are all mixed up and just separated by 2 games, San Diego, the Mets, Arizona, St. Louis, and the Pirates, who are you most confident will drop out of that group and the Pirates will be able to push past in the next couple of weeks, even into the next month, but specifically with the trade deadline approaching a week from tomorrow? For me, I think the Mets just have a colossal collapse in them. And the last month, they've been really hot. San Diego's very talented. Arizona went to the World Series last year. St. Louis, I mean, their run differential is still like negative 30. But they are what they are. It seems like they're back to Cardinal baseball, where they find ways to win games no matter what the circumstances will be. And Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado haven't even been that good this year in terms of their own standards. Their pitching's been fine. Their bullpen's good. The Mets, like, the power of Grimace is going to wear off for them. And it seems like we're starting to experience that a little bit with the Mets, even though high payroll, highly talented team. I just don't see their pitching holding up, and I don't think their bullpen is that good. So San Diego, Mets, Arizona, St. Louis, who do you think out of those group will fall off?
I think probably the Mets. I don't trust the Mets, but that question, I mean, everybody's so mediocre, it could be anybody. It could be the Cardinals, but I would probably pick the Cardinals rather as a team to come on for the simple fact that Goldschmidt and Arenado, but I'm mostly looking at Goldschmidt, I still think is a guy who's going to take off. Can we talk a little football coming up here?
Of course. You wanted the numbers on Lane Thomas for defense, correct?
Yeah. I really didn't care that much, but yes.
Well, Lane Thomas, fielding run value is in the 7th percentile, according to Baseball Savant. That is very bad, at -6. Michael A. Taylor, 96th percentile, has saved 8 runs this season.
Thank you, City Limits.
You're quite welcome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.